The Rodney King case had been a scandal for Los Angeles police and political authorities from the beginning. On March 3, 1991, King, with two fellow black passengers in his car, led police, who later said he was drunk and had marijuana traces in his blood, on an 8-mile high-speed chase. When they finally stopped him, an onlooker with a video camera taped the cops delivering what clearly appeared to be a vicious and indefensibly extended beating. That videotape was broadcast on Los Angeles television the following day and quickly hit the airwaves across the country. The trial of the four officers was originally scheduled to be held in Los Angeles, but was then moved to Simi Valley, a town that's reportedly home to many retired LAPD officers. The trial itself didn't get underway until this past March 2nd. In what the jurors apparently took to be a curious development, Rodney King, who had a significant police record, was never put on the witness stand himself. And, of course, the four accused officers did have their defenders, foremost among them the highly controversial L.A. police chief, Darrell Gates.